The question was asked, how should one choose which dress code to abide by? There are many different dress codes. Especially if you come to Israel, you suddenly discover that different cultures, different society dress differently. My rule is, in the society where you are, try to dress in a manner that you will blend in with the society that you should be with. In other words, we had a student in Machon Meir who emigrated, I think, from Portugal, if I remember correctly. And he came to Machon Meir with a big black yarmulke. And then he enlisted in the armed forces. He enlisted in Tzal. And in one of our final meetings before he went out to serve in the army, he said, you know, I know it's not so important, but what yarmulke do you think I should wear? So I said, I'm happy you brought that up. I think you should wear a very big knitted yarmulke. So he says to me, why? I said, I know where you come from. The people that wear knitted yarmulkes are very often associated with people that are less observant. And the people that wear black yarmulkes are considered more observant. But you're going to the army. And at that time in the Israeli army, the only people you saw with black yarmulkes on were people who were basically not so keeping Shabbos. They had broken away from their families. They had broken away from everything they were taught. And they had gone to do the army. And they weren't serious, if observant at all. So I said to him, you're going into a culture where when they see you with a black yarmulke in that culture, they assume you're questionably going to keep Shabbos. Whereas if you want to be associated with the people that are serious about observing Torah mitzvot, which is who you are and who you want to identify with, so then those are the people that wear big knitted yarmulkes in the army. So if that's who you want to be associated with in that environment, you should wear a big knitted yarmulke. And he accepted it. I remember when he finished his army service, he came to me with a big smile, and he said, now I get the switch. And he did the switch in front of me. He switched back. By the same token, I had a relative who we learned together in Merkaz Arav, and as he was leaving Merkaz Arav, he asked me, he's going to the United States, what do I think he should stick to his knitted yarmulke in the United States? So I said, no, I think the United States got to wear a nice big black yarmulke. Same logic. I said to him, the society you're going to, many people, again, it's a generalization, it's not accurate, but many people who wear knitted yarmulkes in America, that means they might go mix swimming, they might be more lax about many mitzvot. You want to associate yourself with the stronger crowd. Here in Israel, you wear a big knitted yarmulke. Oh, you can be associated with America's Arav crowd. People associate you, and you become a part of a crowd, and your dress code does automatically align you and make you feel more part of a certain crowd. That's more serious about Torah mitzvot, where you're going to. That's not the way they will view you. That's not the type of people you'll be associated with. And ultimately, your self-image affects you. So if you're going to a society where people who are serious about Torah mitzvot wear a black velvet yarmulke, then wear a black velvet yarmulke. It's not critical. But we do often, we are affected by our self-identity. They try to research what most affects our decision. And the conclusion is that what affects our decision most is the way we envision people who are like us would react. In other words, if I think I'm a middle-class American, and they call me up and they ask for a donation to the Red Cross, so my thought process, what they've discovered, is not only do I want to give, but my thought process is, do middle-class Americans like me give? And the way we identify ourselves is very often the defining force in how we decide. So our self-identity, very often, will decide for us how we approach decisions in life. Yeah, like wearing tzitzit. That's why I'm a fan of people wearing their tzitzit outside. Halachically, no, I don't care if you wear them in or out, but it's an identity marker. Very often, when you wear your tzitzit out, you automatically feel like you identify with a certain crowd, and people identify you with that crowd. So it's like they say, why should you go to an Ivy League school? Because people who go to Ivy League schools tend to want to hire people who went to Ivy League schools, and your friends, you're viewed as a part of a certain crowd. So you're automatically, those are the crowds you're going to be with, those are the doors that are going to open up before you. That might be more beneficial than what you learn in the Ivy League school, the contacts you make. So the contacts you make and the perception you give to others. Whether you flunked or you You were the top student, bottom line, you went to that school, it automatically associates you with a certain crowd. And in our case, I'm saying that's also something to factor, and it's a major factor in a person's dress code. On this point...